From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A Republican bill aimed at encouraging school districts to set training standards for concealed carry in schools has passed in the state Senate. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, Democrats in the chamber rejected the bill, saying it would lead to more guns in schools.
Right now, Colorado bans firearms in K-12 schools, with exceptions for law enforcement and private security. Some school districts get around the ban by allowing teachers and other staff to work as private security. Senate Bill 5 would do away with that requirement and encourage uniform training standards for both staff and guards.
I am asking the question, how much training should be required of people who are armed in our schools?
That's Republican sponsor Senator Chris Hulbert of Parker. Democrats, including Senator Rhonda Fields from Aurora, opposed the bill.
Teachers should not have the burden of also acting as law enforcement.
The bill passed on a party line vote. It now heads to the Democratic-controlled House, where it will likely fail. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin at the state capitol.
Pueblo County commissioners are debating what to do after a recent ruling in an Adams County appeals court challenged its ability to charge a special sales tax on retail marijuana, putting on hold funding for community projects. The county is looking at two options. One would be to go through litigation, the other through the legislature. The county's excise tax, which is charged to growers, is not affected by the ruling. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.